The law would require the entire electric grid to be powered by 100% clean energy by 2045, as well as a phase out of coal from the electricity grid by 2025, and accelerate the closure of increasingly expensive coal plants in Montana and Wyoming. The floor debate in the House was heated at times. Democrat Deborah Lakanoff said that the bill would provide hope for younger generations that climate change won't be a disaster for the planet.
We will join four other states across this nation in saying those great words. We're going to take on climate change. We're going to do it well, and we're going to do it right in Washington State. How excited are we to say clean energy? How excited are we to say climate change? How are we here on this floor, with all of the diversity that we have, saying this together, we can make generational differences.
Republican Jeremy Default said the bill was like a Green New Deal that relies on science fiction to solve environmental problems.
Madam Speaker, this bill requires the people of Washington State, forces the people of Washington State to pay for the environmental sins of the entire world. I don't support doing any of those three things, and I urge a no vote.
The bill now goes back to the Senate, which passed an earlier version before heading to the desk of Governor Inslee to sign it into law. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.